January visiting, bowling through the watershed, this old car bearing snow and corners and bumpers destined to cross-fertilize Virginia with frozen Ohio rain, nearly 500 miles en route to friends too distant, too long. We're wrapped tight as mummies in sweaters, coats, scarves, and gloves, and cursing a heater that decided it too needed a holiday. The back is filled with packages and parcels, shellacked with paper shells and bound in plastic ribbons, an extension of the holidays that still seems an afterthought. I think, briefly, of what I bought her, wrapped in last Sunday's comics, and I hope it's insightful, appropriate, perfect, and I pray that no one else was blessed with such accuracy. I imagine her face as it might be when she opens it, that little squeal of wonder that she makes that I covet so much, that I wish I too could make. As we barrel through the Chesapeake and turn the radio up louder to drown out the memories and forecasts and tune in the present, I make my resolution to commit each day this year to memory, to perceive each moment as if it were 30 years later, to imbue the now with the golden patina I already know it will acquire over several decades worth of distance.